And greetings, welcome, bienvenidos, hola, aloha, ni hao, namaste, konnichiwa, bonjour, buongiorno, sawadee karup, guten tag, half a day, salam, shalom, peace, now, go vegan, peace, how, go vegan, from the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget Pharmaceutical, vivisection prison, killitary industrial core poor nation, in the cheese-covered, bankrupt, bribocratic, corruptocracy, mockracy of the United States of Listeria, this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Happy Vegan Earth Day. Happy Vegan Earth Day. Today is the historic day when everyone on Earth is asked to go vegan to save the Earth. It has to be done now. It has to be now. So let's do it today. Join us. Join us in the peaceful, healthy, environmentally sustainable lifestyle. Today, there's no time to waste. There's no time to wait in light of what scientists have been telling us, in light of a recent report just released this past week talking about more environmental devastation, global warming, and the need to act. And there is an action you can take. It's to go vegan. Happy Vegan Earth Day. It's also Father's Day. So, Dad, it's time to take responsibility, too, for the health of your children, for the health of the planet. We have a wonderful event for you to attend today if you're in Southern California. A big shout-out to all the folks out at Pierce College in Woodland Hills at Community Fest, our global community festival. It's the Southern California celebration of Vegan Earth Day. Yes, today. Before I tell you about it, and please head on over right now, by the way. The doors are just opening. It's today, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and in less than half an hour will be a beautiful opening blessing ceremony performed by American Indian vegan Janelle Romero, who will also be singing today. Oh, what great music is planned for you today, and incredible speakers on health and environmental issues. So please come on over, L.A. Pierce College in Woodland Hills. You can take the 101 to Winnetka, and then just head north on Winnetka to Victory. Oh, Winnetka, W-I-N-N-E-T-K-A. Vegan, V-E-G-A-N, Earth Day. It's the 101 to Winnetka, and then you go north on Winnetka to Victory. Then a left turn on Victory to the first signal, and parking is right there on your left at Victory and Mason. That big parking lot. That's it. It's only $10 parking today, and then admission is free. Free barbecue for dads, free barbecue for firefighters. While it lasts, we have 700 servings prepared. So happy Vegan Earth Day. Recognized in Congress this past week by U.S. Representative Dennis Kucinich. Now, he didn't do that just because I.
Oh, new one. I know. You're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
But no, because he did it because of the importance of the day, really, the dramatic importance. And this was entered this past week into the congressional record. House of Representatives, Dennis J. Kucinich of Ohio. In the House of Representatives, in honor of Vegan Earth Day, Dennis Kucinich said, quote, "Madam Speaker, I rise today in honor and recognition of Vegan Earth Day 2009. On June 21st, 2009, members of the community will promote and celebrate the healthy and environmentally sound vegan lifestyle, abstaining from the consumption of use of animals or any animal byproducts. Studies show that a vegan saves a ton and a half of carbon emissions per year. Vegans also require much less water in the production of their food. With the effects of climate change becoming more evident and water becoming more of a precious commodity, these individuals are leading the way to a cleaner and greener future by promoting the consumption of fruits, vegetables, nuts, grains, and other organic foods. I also stand in recognition of the event's organizer, Bob Linden, as he continues to demonstrate outstanding leadership on conservation. humane treatment of animals, and healthy eating habits. This year's Vegan Earth Day will feature environmental and health experts, live music, animal adoptions, and activities for kids that set the stage for other organizations across the country to follow in their footsteps. Madam Speaker and colleagues, please join me in honor of the program coordinator, Bob Linden, Pierce College, and the event volunteers as they celebrate Vegan Earth Day. I stand in recognition of the important contributions such an event will add to the promotion of living environmentally conscious lifestyles across the country. And that is appearing in the Congressional Record in volume 154. Thank you so much, Dennis Kucinich. Congressmember Kucinich also has a special greeting for all of those attending Vegan Earth Day Community Fest in Southern California and Vegan Earth Day celebrations all across the world.
Hi, I'm Dennis Kucinich, and I want to say hello to everyone at the Vegan Earth Day Community Festival. It's important that we celebrate this day, not only because it's the summer solstice, but also because for many people, it's the beginning of new opportunities to be able to make a transformation in the choices they make about their food every day. What does it mean to be a vegan? Well, I can share with you what it's meant to me. When I made that decision back in 1995, I was in a different state of health. For many years, I suffered from what some know as Crohn's disease, and I was told that there was no cure for it. But by a vegan diet and by the use of Chinese medicine as an extra help, I don't have a problem anymore. I just want to tell you that for health reasons, for compassion for animals, there are many reasons that people can make that change, and also for helping to save the planet. There are many reasons why a person may be a vegan, as there are vegans, I suppose. But for me, it's been one of the most important decisions in my life. It's enabled me to have increased clarity and vitality, and it's given me a joy of life that I can't say that I really had when I had another diet of that was weighing me down physically and spiritually. I'm so grateful that all of you have come together on this important occasion to be able to renew friendships and also to renew commitments. Now, finally, the national media is starting to recognize the importance of the food that we eat with respect to someone's health and also with respect to its impact on the environment. When I was traveling the country and would tell people that I was a vegan, they weren't sure if that was a political party or not. They weren't sure if that was some ethnic group. But as I've had the chance to inform people and share with them my own understanding of what it's meant to my own health, as well as to the health of animals and the happiness of animals, people start listening. And in a way, each one of us, each one watching this at this moment, has the chance to affect another person and to get them to explore alternatives to diet and the choice that we make that affects our own health, the health of the planet, and the happiness and survival of animals. This is something that can create great joy in life, and it has for me. And I'm grateful for all my friends in the vegan community who have shown a continued commitment and a pledge to you my willingness to keep spreading the word and to keep letting people know how important it is that we reflect on the impact of our choice of diet on the world and on ourselves. So thank you very much. Go vegan.
Well, thank you so much, Congressmember Dennis Kucinich, who is the only vegan in Congress, or Congress. So he's the only one I trust in politics. Later on today's Schedule 2, out at Vegan Earth Day Community Fest in Woodland Hills, we are scheduled to speak live with Cindy Sheehan from Philadelphia. Peace Mom, Cindy Sheehan. Isn't it amazing the people who are vegan, huh? Dennis Kucinich, Cindy Sheehan, Cesar Chavez, who was very adamant about his veganism, and very pro-animal rights, as we'll see in a video presentation of his at Vegan Earth Day today, L.A. Pierce College in Woodland Hills. Come on out, Winnetka at Victory. The parking lot is on Victory at Mason, so it's just west of Winnetka, the intersection of Winnetka at Victory. So, yes, we had that recognition from Kucinich. Cindy Sheehan speaking later. Yes, those wonderful vegans. So remember that. Those are the vegans. Sorry, George Bush, Dick Cheney, Sarah Palin, all meat eaters. Today is Vegan Earth Day, the day when we ask everyone on Earth to go vegan to save the Earth. And as I mentioned, Cindy Sheehan, live from Philadelphia. Also, we're concerned about your heart, Dad's heart on Father's Day. Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn will be here, the author of the book Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease. And his son, Rip Esselstyn, the firefighter and triathlete, he has a bestseller out, The Engine 2 Diet. And he is veganizing fire departments across the country. He was a guest on last week's show. Firefighters are very unhealthy. Their diets are very unhealthy. Actually, they suffer heart attacks very often on the job. So, you know, we love them. We want them to be happy and healthy. So we offer them free barbecue today at Vegan Earth Day. So please come out, free admission. And I think you're going to have a great day. We have some wonderful speakers on the issues of animal rights. For example, Chris DeRose, the great hero and founder of Last Chance for Animals. Lori Houston of Animal Acres and her history. She was one of the co-founders of Farm Sanctuary, and she's has Animal Acres now in the L.A. area. Christine Garcia, animal rights attorney. Come on out. I'm emceeing the event. We have wonderful spokespeople on issues related to health and environment. For example, Akash Desai, who is a Jane environmental scientist, and we will hear from him. The message is to go vegan. The message is to go vegan to save the planet, please. And we really appreciate the support of sponsors such as GT's Kombucha and Synergy Kombucha, Tofurky, and Loving Hut Restaurants. I have to thank Michelle Tung, who is the event coordinator. The event would be impossible without her dedication. I've never seen somebody so dedicated and so hardworking for the cause of compassion. She's really an amazing person. You know, I'm the event disorganizer, totally impractical, and she makes things practical and happen. I can't express my gratitude enough to Michelle Tung for being the event coordinator here. So please come on out, say hi to Michelle, say hi to me, to the celebs, to the speakers, and enjoy a kombucha. You can be out there. We have Jamba Juice, food from the Vegan Joint and Vegan Factory. The Bodhi Tree Cafe has wonderful food for you out there. And at your service. So, you know, vegans are normal too. We have corn dogs and we have sausages out there, just without the cruelty, without the animal suffering, without the threat to your health and the environment. You know, you just can't be a meat-eating environmentalist. It's not possible. You can't go around saying, oh, look, honey, I've just recycled my Oscar Mayer wiener wrapper, huh? So come on out. Enjoy. I bet you never had organic vegan funnel cakes or kettle corn. Pop and Mama is out there with that. Juice Ladies, a new restaurant in Woodland Hills with food and juice. Follow Your Heart is out there with vegan pizza samples, refreshing honest tea also. So come on out. We'll have a wonderful day. Great live broadcast happening from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Supreme Master Television. So we certainly hope to see you. We want to say thank you to Vegetable Delight and Truly Vegan Restaurant for providing food for volunteers and help there. And remember, it's parking at Victory and Mason. $10 parking and admission is free. You won't believe the music. We'll talk about the music later in the program and some of the other events going on. We have Ruby Roth coming up, children's book author. That's Why We Don't Eat Animals coming up on today's program. Please make a donation. Support this program. It's expensive to put on events and to pay for the airtime. You can donate online at goveganradio.com.
Meat eaters destroy the earth.
Do animals have souls? What happens when they die? Read what author Kim Sheridan has to say in Animals and the Afterlife, Forward Magazine Book of the Year award winner. Celebrity News Magazine says, a must-read masterpiece. Along with her own experiences, Kim has compiled meaningful, heartwarming stories from people around the world. Animals and the Afterlife by Kim Sheridan. Available at bookstores, online at animalsandtheafterlife.com, or call 1-800-654-5123. 1-800-926-2626. AnimalsInTheAfterlife.com.
From coast to coast, everyone's new favorite healthy refreshment is really an ancient elixir. Kombucha, a probiotic powerhouse packed with antioxidants, live-active enzymes, amino acids, and so much more. Vegan, organic, raw, never pasteurized, GT's 100% kombucha, and Synergy Kombucha with 5% juice. Can't quench your taste with those overly sweet beverages? Try energizing, tart and tangy GT's Kombucha and Synergy Kombucha. Great instead of coffee in the morning or before a workout. Sip throughout the day for sustained energy. Learn more about the benefits of kombucha at synergydrinks.com. Visit the refrigerated section of your natural foods market for GT's Kombucha. 7 varieties, including the new botanicals, 3, 7, and 9. 10 flavorful, fruity choices of Synergy Kombucha featuring new super fruits. How did GT's mom combat breast cancer with kombucha? Read about it at synergydrinks.com. Try it today. GT's Kombucha and Synergy.
Based on the latest satellite data, NASA climate scientists predict nearly all ice could be gone from the Arctic Ocean by the end of summer 2012. NASA scientist James Hansen said, "We have passed tipping points. We have not passed the point of no return. It's going to require a quick turn in direction." For more urgent details on saving our planet, going vegan and green, visit suprememastertv.com. That's suprememastertv.com.
One of the great dining delights in all of Southern California is Vegetable Delight Restaurant in Granada Hills. Over the centuries, Buddhist monks have perfected the art of replicating tastes and textures of meat and seafood. Dishes using such ingredients as tofu, mushrooms, gluten, yam paste. The LA Times Review calls Vegetable Delight a special delight, and the food astounding. 17823 Chatsworth Street near White Oak, Granada Hills. Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 to 9:30. Vegetable Delight Restaurant. Dine in or take out. 818-360-3997.
Wouldn't it be great to have delicious local organic produce delivered to your home or office? You can, from farm fresh to you, delivering a box of seasonal organic produce directly to your door anywhere in the Bay Area with a flexible schedule, weekly, bi-monthly, or once a month. You can receive a delivery of produce for as little as $21.50 per month. Farming organically since 1976. Farmfreshtoyou.com. Use the promo code 4250 when you order, sign up, and save $15 at farmfreshtoyou.com.
Hooray for Hollywood. It has a truly wonderful vegan restaurant, Truly Vegan. 5907 Hollywood Boulevard at Bronson, just off the 101 freeway at the Hollywood Boulevard exit. Enjoy Truly for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Enjoy the new soy beef burger with bacon strips or the cheesy grilled potato burrito, the burrito supreme with bacon strips and vegetable dumplings. Truly Vegan. Truly wonderful. Truly caters. Truly delivers. TrulyVegan.net is the website. Truly Vegan.
Go Vegan Radio supports a national holiday and day of service annually to mark the birthday in March of the great human rights and animal rights advocate and vegan Cesar Chavez. Let's listen to Cesar Chavez in his own words when he received a Lifetime Achievement Award from In Defense of Animals before a crowd of thousands in San Francisco in 1992.
We cannot defend and be kind to animals until we stop exploiting them in the name of sport, in the name of science, in the name of fashion, and yes, exploiting animals in the name of food. The basis for peace is respecting all creatures. That's the basis for peace.
Por favor, no coma carne, leche, queso, helado, mantequilla o huevos. Go Vegan Radio supports Cesar Chavez Day. Tell your Congress member to support a national holiday in recognition of this great vegan hero, Cesar Chavez. Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Salutes, Cesar Chavez. Si se puede.
Please, make donations to this show to help make it a better world. Click donate at goveganradio.com.
And it's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Happy Vegan Earth Day. Happy Vegan Earth Day. Yes, it is today, the day when everyone on Earth is asked to go vegan to save the Earth. If you have any doubts as to the reason why, please come out to Vegan Earth Day Community Fest at L.A. Pierce College today. It's going on until 8 o'clock this evening. We have a special broadcast starting at 6, a two-hour live broadcast on Supreme Master TV. So many of the TV crews have been coming in from all over the world. There are events happening across Asia and Europe and in Canada related to Vegan Earth Day. And we here in Southern California celebrate Community Fest in Woodland Hills. So come on out. You just take the 101 exit Winnetka, go north and on Victory make a left. And then we're on the left side, the big parking lot there. That's where you park. It's Victory and Mason. And we certainly hope to see you there. We just have so much going on out there today. It's Dad's Day, so definitely bring Dad out. We have free barbecue for Dad. We have 700 servings prepared, so not just for your dad, but for, you know, kids bringing their dads, and also for firefighters. And, you know, we want Dad to live longer. We want Dad to set the kids on a healthy lifestyle, and definitely bring the kids. We have so much going on related to children's activities. And especially important would be to be here at Vegan Earth Day at about 1 o'clock for Ruby Roth. She just came out with an exciting book. It's called That's Why We Don't Eat Animals, and it's for children. And Ruby is an artist and writer living in the Los Angeles area. And welcome to Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Happy Vegan Earth Day, Ruby.
Happy Vegan Earth Day to you. Every day is Earth Day when you're vegan.
Absolutely true. That's the way we want people to understand it, so that they do go vegan today and then continue until we, you know, we cycle that yucky methane out of the environment and neutralize global warming. So we're here to save the world, and your book is a part of it by letting young people know. How did a book like this come about? That's Why We Don't Eat Animals. How did you write it? And you illustrated it too.
Yes, both.
Beautiful, very beautiful.
I was teaching art at an elementary school, and the kids were always really curious about why I wasn't eating their cheese sticks and meatballs with them at snack time and lunchtime. And I found that they were really curious and interested and open and receptive to my veganism. And they, I think, appreciated the discussions that we had and being talked to in a way like they felt like they were being let in on a secret that hadn't been told to them.
Right.
And they were interested, and I realized that there was not a book out there that talked about the emotional lives of animals and factory farming for children.
Mm.
So I looked into it and decided I would write it myself.
Well, and children are so sympathetic to animals too, aren't they?
They really are. I mean, almost every book that you'd find in a kid's bookshelf is about animals, and kids grow up loving these animals and learning to love them and take care of them. And then there's this gap in the bridge between those animals and the animals that end up on plates. And they're very sympathetic and open, and, you know, they're not hindered by years and years of the brainwashing that adults have received and, you know, the normalization of meat.
Right. Well, recently, young fellow I know who's in the third grade said to me in his class that the teacher revealed to students that their lunches were made out of animals, that mm-hmm. they were eating animals. And a lot of the kids said, "What do you mean? No, yuck. You know, I don't even think they know that they're eating animals. And certainly they don't know the processes and the cruelty, and I'm sure they would have none of it." You know, also, I hear a lot of children who refuse to eat meat. They, you know, on their own, and they kind of force their parents into the healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, I see it all the time. I go to farmer's market every week here in Los Angeles, and I've seen it many times, a parent, you know, shoving a chicken skewer into the mouths of their kids, and their kids shaking their heads and spitting it out. And it's a very interesting observation. And a lot of people know from the time that they're children that they don't want to eat that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And have you had many parents upset with you for revealing the secret, as you say, to the children? Of how do parents react?
Not a single parent has been... I haven't received any critiques from parents, and then the letters that I've been getting are pretty amazing. I just got a letter the other day from a mom who said that her son was so inspired that he drew up a bunch of posters about not eating animals and put them up in his library in his neighborhood.
Oh.
But the only critiques that have come from some of the larger trade magazines, and I think it's obvious and a typical response from people who are probably meat eaters.
Right, and also who have a financial interest in animal exploitation.
Yeah.
We're talking to Ruby Roth. She has a great new children's book out. It's called That's Why We Don't Eat Animals. Ruby will be out at Vegan Earth Day Community Fest today. 1 p.m. Would be a good time to show up. You're going to be doing a reading from That's Why We Don't Eat Animals.
Yeah.
And a lot of great endorsements on the book. Jane Goodall, Kathy Freston, John Robbins, Rory Friedman, Ed Begley Jr., David Wolf. A lot of people are impressed with your book.
Very lucky to be on the same side as these people.
And how do people get the book?
The book is available now in major bookstores and through Amazon, of course. And
it's a major book company, a major publisher, I see, isn't it?
It's published by North Atlantic Books, but they are distributed by Random House. So we got very lucky that Random House gave us this support.
The vegan message infiltrates Random House.
Yes.
As right now, the vegan message infiltrates Clear Channel Radio.
The most imagine that.
We've taken over, yes. We've infiltrated. Ruby Roth, That's Why We Don't Eat Animals. A lot of great activities going on for the children today. Please come out. It's free admission. Free barbecue for dads while it lasts. We have 700 servings available. Check it out. Ruby will be there with a reading from That's Why We Don't Eat Animals. Also, throughout the day, we have a bounce house so the kids can, you know, get that energy out. Origami animals and word searches, a peace banner, bounce ball, guessing jar, interactive games, and kids' dialogues going on, all with Dr. Andy Mars and kidsmakeadifference.org. So he's involved with that. Ruby, you'll be in the kids' area. So it's a great day. It's Vegan Earth Day. It's time to protect our children. Lives. We want them on a healthy lifestyle path, and we need to save the environment. So we have about 30 seconds left, Ruby. If there was anything you wanted to get to that we didn't so far?
Well, I'll just give out the website if people want more information. You can find that at wedonteatanimals.com, and you can get to me on Facebook and MySpace through that website.
Great. Okay. Beautifully illustrated with the truthful message for children. I mean, if my mother loved me very much, you know, she wouldn't want to hurt me, but yet she didn't know. She didn't know the right foods to feed. Today's Father's Day, you know, and
yes.
My father died when he was 47, you know, from heart disease. Mm. And we have Dr. Esselstyn out here today, the foremost heart specialist in the world, saying nobody has to get heart disease.
Yeah.
So what we're doing here is we're saving lives, children, parents, planet Earth. Thank you, Ruby Roth, for being with us today.
Thank
Her book.
You so much.
That's why we don't eat animals. Thanks, Ruby.
Thank you.
Want violence out of your life? Take it off your plate. Go vegan.
Dissolve the blocks to your success. Call Edie, your vegan hypnotherapist. 562-233-6714. Quit smoking your first session. Lose weight without dieting. My website, ediecaldwell.com. That's spelled EDEYCALDWELL.com. Board certified. Call me now. 562-233-6714. EDEYCALDWELL.com.
GOVEGANRADIO.com. GoVeganRadio.com.
It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden on Vegan Earth Day. Happy Vegan Earth Day. Well, the Earth will be happy if you go vegan. If not, well, you're seeing the signs of discontent in global warming and the drought that we have in California. I, as a vegan, need 10,000 gallons of water to grow my food in a year. A flesh-eating meat eater, 320,000 gallons. So when you're out at Vegan Earth Day and you see, you know, 10 vegans around together, you know, hanging out, those 10 vegans, well, thank them for saving over 3 million gallons of water this past year in drought-stricken California. Our event, Vegan Earth Day Community Fest, is solar-powered. A solar-powered celebration as our goals are healthy planet, healthy people, happy animals. Thanks, EE Solar. That's Energy Efficiency Solar, eesolar.com, for solar powering the event. And thanks to GT's Kombucha and Tofurky and Loving Hut Restaurants. Visit lovinghut.us. Vegan restaurants opening all around the world. Loving Hut Restaurants. So we are so thankful for support from Loving Hut. And I'm just
just a wonderful day that we're having today. We're there till 10 p.m. We're there for you. We're there to help you transform your life into going vegan. Join us in the peaceful life. It's funny, my friend Kathy, who's working diligently on Vegan Earth Day and has flown in and is with the Supreme Master television crew. You know, we're putting on a live broadcast tonight. It'll be from 6 to 8 p.m., which you can view at suprememastertv.com if you're not watching on the satellite network. Also, we're webcasting live, I believe. If all of our technology is working today, it'll be quite amazing. But the live webcast should be at veganearthday.org, veganearthday.org. And then we'll also have archives at the event coming up at goveganradio.com. And please, you must support this program with a tax-deductible donation. We have to purchase the airtime. We are not supported by the, you know, the usual in the media, you know. And, you know, today's a day of truth, what you normally won't get from the ABC and NBC Fox censorship channel, huh? So a day of truth out there. And Kathy wanted, she said, oh, we need to have a Vegan Earth Day song. And, you know, every day in preparation leading up to Vegan Earth Day, she keeps mentioning that. And it's on my to-do list. It's on my to-do list. And I, you know, it's like, today's the day, and we better have it already, right? So I'm just out of time. I'm so busy. You know, the phone's ringing in the studio, and I'm working on the song. So if you don't mind, I may be singing this a little later on. I think we've also turned the radio down at the event because it was time for Janelle Romero's opening blessing. Janelle Romero, the American Indian vegan who's getting things going. And whew, what a great day of music we have planned for you out there today. Except for the song that I'm working on here right now. But, I mean, rock, reggae, steel drum, folk, world rhythms. I mean, it's going to be amazing. The Luminaries are out there today. Also, the international recording artist, reggae superstar, Bushman, and Ditor Passi. Also, Naomi Streamer will be there, the Sony Music recording star. You may have seen her recently, her video, the song called Cars, with Carlos Santana playing with her. So it's just going to be amazing. We're going to rock out with The Faded. We have Panhead featuring the Babylon Saints for steel drum music, and Alex Arndt and Prita and the Peacemakers. So it's an amazing day of music that we have. Also, an amazing day of film screenings. We have Earthlings, and we have A Delicate Balance. And, you know, actually, just from the video presentations, we have one that's ready to cure diabetes for you. We're going to also screen, we're adding this on, Mike Anderson's new Healing Cancer from Inside Out, an amazing documentary that will be out at Vegan Earth Day today. So we are curing cancer and diabetes in the screening room, and heart disease is being addressed by Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn, author of Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease. Please bring Dad out for that. You want to add years to Dad's life? It's Father's Day. Give him his Father's Day present. Take him out to Vegan Earth Day. Dad'll be happy because he doesn't have to reach in his wallet to pay for admission for the whole family. Everybody's free after you pay parking of $10. And it's really, this is the day that can save your life, your parents, your children, and planet Earth. So please come on out. We have a wonderful day with outstanding speakers, as I mentioned, in the world of animal rights and in health. Vaidya Priyanka, who is a famous Ayurvedic healer, she comes from a line of Ayurvedic healers, 700-year line of women Ayurvedic healers from India. She's speaking at the event today. Richard McClellan, MD, he spent a lot of time south of the border and understands the dietary differences and the problems that immigrants face when they come into this country. And Rich also has some words in a workshop about vivisection and animal experimentation and what a squandering of resources that is. You know, Dr. Esselstyn says that nobody has to have heart disease, yet in this country, we spend $250 billion every year on heart disease. So there's your health care plan. Everybody's arguing about health care in Congress. Your health care plan, go vegan, and you don't have to worry about that $250 billion in health care costs. You can put them toward however many wars you want to finance, huh? That's you know, you'll have money left over. Start wars everywhere. Let's see. So we have Christine Garcia, the animal rights attorney, Mariana Tosca, the film star who will be out there. You want to say hi to her. And just a spectacular day. I can't believe it. But, you know, time is running out, and Kathy wanted a song that could appeal to children. And I don't know. What am I? Okay. And my friend Geraldine, okay. And Geraldine back at World Vegan Radio keeps saying, Bob, you haven't sung on your song in a long time. Well, there's a reason for that, Geraldine. I want ratings. I want people to keep listening to the show, but now I don't know what to do because I have to come up with the song and I'm out of time. And, you know, we're trying to get all the vendors set in. Okay. So anyway, let me see what I have going here, which I may be singing later today. Maybe even during the live broadcast tonight with Supreme Master Television. We'll see. Okay, so Vegan Earth Day would be the song, right? Okay, so, okay, it would go something like, Vegan Earth Day, join us in the peaceful life. Vegan Earth Day, meat and dairy cause all strife. Vegan Earth Day, save your life and planet too. Vegan Earth Day, go vegan, the thing to do. Vegan Earth Day, right now is the time to start. Vegan Earth Day, for the animals have a heart. Vegan Earth Day. Vegan Earth Day. Vegan Earth Day. Oh, is there any audience left? Huh? Is anybody still listening on K-Talk in Los Angeles, AM 1150? So there's the hit music, okay? So that's it. That's my hit song. If anything's going to be up on the charts there. My Vegan Earth Day song, and today is Vegan Earth Day, the day where we ask everyone on Earth to go vegan to save the Earth. It is that important, and environmentally speaking, it is the only way we can address it. We're hearing it from scientists from the United Nations. The only way to address global warming is to really consider methane. Forget about carbon. There's really not much we can do about carbon, but with methane, it's from cows. It's from cows. That means your hamburger or your steak is actually driving a stake through the heart of the environment. So we need a healthy heart, don't we? And that could only come from going vegan. I mean, consider just how, you know, what it takes to produce meat and dairy. I mean, in the production, you grow massive amounts of corn and grain and soybeans and, you know, all the required irrigation and fertilizer and, you know, crop dusters and all of that stuff. Then you have to transport the grain and the soybeans to manufacturers or feed, and that they go on gas-guzzling, you know, pollution-spewing 18-wheelers, and then you have to operate the feed mills, requiring massive energy expenditures, and then transport the feed to the factory farms, again, in very inefficient gas-guzzling vehicles, and then the factory farms use a lot of energy. And then you truck the animals many miles to their murder, and then operating the slaughterhouse. Look at how energy-intensive this is, right? And then transporting the flesh to processing plants and operating the processing plants, transporting the flesh to grocery stores, all the packaging, right? The refrigeration. I mean, it's just incredible. Every step of the way creates pollution and massive amounts of greenhouse gases and uses, you know, massive amounts of energy. So Vegan Earth Day. Today is the day we all go vegan to save the Earth. We need your support, too, for this program to be on the air. It is expensive, and for some reason, we don't get any advertising from McDevil's or Murder King, Wendy's or Kills Jr., Kentucky Fried Chicken, Outbreak Steakhouse, Up Chuck E. Cheese, Skin and Snout, Skin and Snout. That's what a hamburger is all about. Nope, no advertising support there. Only advertising support from people with vegan and cruelty-free products and services. So check them out on the website at goveganradio.com and support them with a purchase. Say thank you to them for participating and helping to get the word out. It's Father's Day. No father, you know, every parent cares about the health of his or her child, right? So, We all, you know, we've all lacked the education. So today is the day for Veducation at Vegan Earth Day. Come on out, hear all the reasons why everyone has gone vegan. You know, and you know, it's a supportive atmosphere, by the way. We've all been there. We've all been flesh eaters, right? I won a hamburger eating contest in my teen years, and I just feel lucky to, you know, have survived that to tell about it. But that seems like a past life ago. It just seems so abnormal to crave and consume cadaver and to make your stomach a graveyard. And now to find out how destructive it is to the environment. Well, we all have to go vegan if we want to save the environment. It's an action we can take today. We don't have to sign the Kyoto Accord. We don't have to, you know, have carbon credits and trades and all sorts of strange things like that. All we have to do is go vegan and eat the most delicious food in the world. And that's what you'll experience today at Vegan Earth Day Community Fest in Woodland Hills at L.A. Pierce College. Free admission, so we expect to see you there. You can also make a tax-deductible donation to support Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Do so online at goveganradio.com. This program, a project of 501c3 International Humanities Center. Do you like the idea of Vegan Earth Day, that we have events like this and we bring the public together and great music, a musical. I mean, even if you're not interested in the message, come on out for the music today. This will be one of the greatest musical festivals you've ever enjoyed. So, but we need your support. Obviously, it costs money. You know, you got to pay for everything, even if your cause is the right cause, right? So you can donate to Vegan Earth Day also. You can make your check payable to Vegan Earth Day and mail it to International Humanities Center, 860 Via de la Paz, 860 VIA. Then the next word is DA, then LA, then PAZ, and that's Pacific Palisades, California, 90272. Help us pay for the expenses of Vegan Earth Day. And, you know, you can check to see where your money's going by going to the webcast right now at veganearthday.org. Also, the live broadcast tonight. Come on out. You'll see it happening. We have all the camera crews out there, and it's really a very special event. This is a historic event, a gathering of people for Vegan Earth Day and Community Fest, our global community coming together to save the planet as we all make the pledge to go vegan today to save the earth. We really need your support. And also tonight's telecast live on Supreme Master TV. You can go to suprememastertv.com for that. I will host that. I'm emceeing the event today, and I'm trying to eat as much as possible because we just have wonderful food vendors and beverages, and you'll really enjoy it, okay? So, the archive of what we're doing out there will eventually make it to the website at goveganradio.com. In fact, for archives of past shows and podcasts, and to make a tax-deductible donation, visit goveganradio.com.
No meat for me. My tummy isn't a graveyard.
Go Vegan Radio is happy to welcome the sponsorship of Explorer's Bounty, exploring the planet for nature's finest bounty and offering sustainable products, USDA certified organic, from estate and co-op farming partnerships. Ask for Explorer's Bounty products at your natural foods market, select grocers, or order online at explorersbounty.com. Remember, while you're enjoying that delicious cup of coffee or that handful of artisan dark chocolate from Explorer's Bounty, you're not only helping Go Vegan Radio, but you're supporting small, sustainable farmers around the globe. Visit explorersbounty.com right now to order USDA certified organic coffee, whole bean or ground. Select the wonderful Peruvian light roast or medium roast from Colombia and Costa Rica, and dark roast from Ethiopia and Sumatra. Also available, Sumatran dark roast decaf. And to satisfy that sweet craving, look for the organic vegan dark chocolates, hand-covered espresso beans, cocoa beans, macadamia nuts, and cashews. Explore for yourself at explorersbounty.com. That's explorersbounty.com.
Do you know the way to eat in San Jose? A total treat. No meat in San Jose. Oh, one of the true West Coast dining treasures. Vegetarian House. Vegan organic cuisine at 520 East Santa Clara Street in San Jose. Amazing appetizers, soups, and entrees. Asian delicacies, Western specialties, organic juices, coffee, cake, desserts. A chai tea on weekends, that's an experience in itself. As all items on the menu are. Vegetarian House. 520 East Santa Clara Street. Call 408-292-3798.
Ballet. The most exquisite of the arts. But underfoot, ballet has a dirty little secret. Cruelty within the shoes. For until now, all ballet slippers have had animal suffering as one of their ingredients. Leather. Until now, ballet slippers were far from being green. Leather is toxic to the environment. Now, dance to greater artistic heights with joy, knowing that you're not dancing on cruelty. Now, get your ballet slippers from Cynthia King Dance Studios at cynthiakingdance.com. Call 718-437-0101. CKDS ballet slippers, made with polished canvas uppers and synthetic soles. Dancers at the studio love them. Available in adult and children's sizes, they can be easily dyed for costuming. Order from CynthiaKingDance.com. Cruelty-free ballet slippers. Call 718-437-0101. 718-437-0101 or CynthiaKingDance.com.
It's every vegan's dream. A chain of vegan restaurants worldwide with incredibly delicious organic international cuisine. You'll love Loving Hut. Visit lovinghut.us. First opened in Northern California, then across Asia, now in Southern California in Alhambra, 621 Main Street, and in San Diego at 1905 El Cajon Boulevard. Love animals? Don't eat them. Eat at Loving Hut. Visit lovinghut.us. U.S.
Hello, I'm Ingrid Newkirk with PETA. PETA works very hard for animals in a million ways, but we can't do it alone. We need you with us. One thing that everyone can do is adopt a vegan diet. For a free vegetarian starter kit, visit goveg.com. And to help in other ways, visit PETA.org. Thanks.
Broadcast of Go Vegan with Bob Linden is made possible by PETA. Visit PETA.org for your free vegetarian starter kit.
Meat cuts life short. I don't want my life cut short or the animals.
It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden on Vegan Earth Day. Happy Vegan Earth Day. Today, will you make the commitment to save the earth, to save your life, to save your children, to save your parents? How about it? Today's the day to go vegan. You can do it. I did it. You know, everybody who's vegan at one point had to make this decision not to participate in cruelty. Can you kill the animal yourself to eat? Well, if not, why not join us in the peaceful life, the noble life of being vegan, and take cruelty off your plate? Get rid of meat. Get rid of dairy. They cause all the problems in the world, all the environmental destruction, and all the disease. Oh, just the costs are too much to bear at this point. As we see now, a government study warns of climate change effects. This coming out this week. And appearing in the New York Times. And what it says here, quoting, "The impact of a changing climate is already being felt across the United States, like shifting migration patterns of butterflies in the West and heavier downpours in the Midwest and East, according to a government study that's been released. Even if the nation takes significant steps to slow emissions of heat-trapping gases, the impact of global warming is expected to become more severe in coming years," the report says, "affecting farms and forests, coastlines and floodplains, water and energy supplies, transportation, and human health." The study was prepared by the United States Global Change Research Program, a joint scientific venture of 13 federal agencies, the report is staggering. Some of the effects being seen today and cited in the report are familiar, like more powerful tropical storms and erosion of ocean coastlines caused by melting Arctic ice. The study also cites an increase in drought in the Southwest. Here we are in the Southwest in Southern California, third year of a drought, and it takes 10,000 gallons of water to grow a vegan's food and 320,000 gallons of water to produce the food eaten by a meat eater. Huh? Pretty amazing. And up to 8,500 gallons of water needed to produce a pound of beef. So you know that jug of Arrowhead water that you have there, that gallon jug, just, you know, pour that down the drain. And then pour that down the drain every day for over 22 years, and there's your cost of a pound of beef. How can we can't afford it anymore, okay? We can't afford the water cost. It's outrageous. It's really time to ban meat and dairy, huh? But let's do it voluntarily today, okay? So we have increased drought in the Southwest, more intense heat waves in the Northeast as a result of growing concentrations of carbon dioxide and other climate-altering gases in the atmosphere. Reduced mountain snowpack means earlier melt-offs and reduced stream volumes across the west and northwest, affecting residential and agricultural water supplies, habitat for spawning fish, and reduced hydroelectric power generation, the study found. But the speed and severity of these effects in the future are expressed with less certainty in the report and will depend to some extent on how quickly the United States and other nations move to reduce emissions. We can move to reduce emissions today by going vegan on Vegan Earth Day. Here's a quote from the article. What we would want to have people take away is that climate change is happening now, and it is actually beginning to affect our lives, said Thomas Curl, director of the National Climatic Data Center of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and principal author of the report. Continuing the quote, it's not just happening in the Arctic regions, but it's beginning to show up in our own backyards, end quote. Dr. Curl said that unless the country acted soon to reduce emissions and to adapt to inevitable effects of a changing climate, the costs would be severe. Our destiny is really in our hands, he said. The size of those impacts is significantly smaller with appropriate controls. Go vegan, go vegan, go vegan. The United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change has said it, that meat and dairy cause global warming more than all transportation combined, more than all cars and boats and trucks and planes combined. So, you know, a vegan in an SUV is obviously better than a meat eater on a bicycle in this equation. The study also showed that higher temperatures, Dr. Carl said that the section of the 188-page report dealing with human health effects generated the most discussion and uncertainty among the agencies. The study said rising average temperatures would cause more heat-related illnesses and deaths, along with some reductions in deaths from extreme cold. The study also showed that higher temperatures combined with air pollution would cause a higher incidence of asthma and other respiratory ailments. So, you know, there you have it. I mean, the evidence is piling up, and we can't ignore it. So, and you know, that this is what really struck me, you know, having to do a vegan radio show. All of this information comes across my desk, and, you know, you're probably not hearing about it when you're watching, you know, Dancing with the Stars or American Idol. So of all of this alarming information that, you know, the polar ice is melting now, the polar bears are drowning today, I said, we have to act fast. We need a vegan Earth Day, and we're doing it today on the summer solstice, the day of most light, when we shine the light on the reasons why we need to go vegan. Today is a day of solutions. We know the problems. We know the problems. We know world hunger and disease. We know what the problems are, and now we have to have the solutions. World hunger, disease, global warming, deforestation, poverty. It's all addressed by going vegan. So please go vegan to save the planet on today, Vegan Earth Day.
All you're saying is give peace a chance. Can't have peace if you don't go vegan.
First you said you couldn't go vegan because you couldn't get rid of mayonnaise. Then along came veggie-naise. Now you're clinging to the bagel and cream cheese excuse? No excuse. Follow Your Heart is pleased to announce its new Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative. Creamy and smooth with the taste, texture, and color of traditional cream cheese. No animal products, hydrogenated oils, or preservatives. 76% organic. Visit followyourheart.com for Angel's Heavenly Vegan Cheesecake recipe. Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative from Follow Your Heart. Available nationwide.
VeganEssentials.com, your online superstore. Vegan owned and operated with over 1,200 all-vegan items in stock. Call 866-88-VEGAN, 866-88-VEGAN. What's new at VeganEssentials.com? Ryan Wilson, owner, says you have to try Dandy's Vegan Marshmallows. And the new Go Max Go Vegan candy bars are definitely setting the standard. Free UPS ground shipping in the continental USA. VeganEssentials.com. 866-88-VEGAN. VeganEssentials.com. From Nutru, the company that brought you Omega Zen 3 vegan essential amino acids, comes Satori 7. Don't stress out. Try Satori 7 from California hops and poppies, known for their calming effect for centuries. Don't want to reach for that bottle of alcohol or Valium? Reach for Satori 7. Naturally, order from veganessentials.com. Information at Nutru.com. Order Satori 7. Calm down. Satori 7 from veganessentials.com.
We don't eat chickens. We pet chickens.
It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden on this Vegan Earth Day. Happy Vegan Earth Day. The Earth can be a happy place if we do all go vegan. If we don't, we're in for a lot of trouble. And now methane has been identified as, a greenhouse gas that's 23 times more potent than carbon. And 1.5 billion animals living on planet Earth, who are called cattle, produce 70 million tons of methane annually. So that's the cost of your glass of milk, your hamburger, your steak. So we must go vegan. If you're curious, we all have to make that decision, look deep inside our souls and decide what the right way of living would be, the nonviolent way, the healthy way, and it is to go vegan. Come on out and experience it with people who have made the change. It's a welcoming, warm, mentoring environment today at Community Fest, the Southern California celebration of Vegan Earth Day. It's at L.A. Pierce College in Woodland Hills. Come on, the doors are open already. We're there till 8 o'clock tonight. So much going on. You can check out the website veganearthday.org. Fantastic speakers and music and film screenings. Free admission, free barbecue for dads and firefighters. We have 700 plates prepared for them. And, we just need to see you out there, and we'll set the world straight. The webcast is at veganearthday.org. And for archives and podcasts, visit goveganradio.com, where you can make a tax-deductible donation to support the show. Again, I want to express my heartfelt thanks to Michelle Tong, who is the event coordinator. It would not be possible without her. Her dedication is just an inspiration. And I hope that this day is an inspiration to you to go vegan on Vegan Earth Day. Thanks for listening. Please visit the website goveganradio.com.